Proclamation number 7557 of 23rd of March, 1960. Fight against selfish love. Much is demanded of you if you are still completely dominated by selfish love, for then it means a struggle for you to overcome it and change it into unselfish neighborly love. But you must remember that you only take care of your body as long as you satisfy your selfish love, and that you do not collect any spiritual treasures which will one day make up your wealth in the kingdom of the beyond. You must remember that your stay on this earth is not eternal, but that you have to fulfill a task, to change your nature into love. For you enter earth as a human being with only a small degree of pure, selfless love, which you should now increase if you don't first have to kindle love in yourselves. But selfish love dominates you, and you should suppress it, which always means a fight against all desires which demand fulfillment for physical comfort. Your attention must be directed towards your fellow human being, and it must be the human being's endeavor to carry out works of love if he wants to change himself, i.e., his nature, into love. He must learn to renounce for the sake of his neighbor, he must be willing to make sacrifices for the sake of his neighbor, he must be urged from within to do good to his fellow human being, and his self-love will become ever smaller the stronger the human being's will. And that is why it is said that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and only the one who needs violence seizes it for himself. Whose selfish love is still very strong will have to use great violence to reduce it. The charms of the world will constantly be placed before him, for God's adversary will tempt him wherever he can, and it will be difficult to resist all those temptations. He will have to use violence. But he will succeed as soon as his will strives to fulfill his earthly task, to change his nature. He will be supplied with strength because he wants to reach his aim. And in order for him to strive towards this aim, he will repeatedly be reminded of the commandments of love for God and his neighbor, and if he is of good will, he will first only fulfill his duty. He will strive to fulfill God's commandments, until he is then driven from within to work of love, and the fight against selfish love becomes ever less, for he will become victorious over himself if he is of good will. Yet most people are dominated by selfish love. They only think of themselves. Love has grown cold in them, and therefore they cannot become of their commerce. They will only ever seek earthly advantages and not think of their life after death. And their fate will be a bitter one, for they will enter the kingdom of the beyond poor and miserable, where it will also be difficult for them to ascend, because even then they will not want to give up their selfish love, because even then they will only think of their own fate, and the fate of other souls will not affect them. It is particularly difficult for these souls to relinquish their selfish love, and they will have to remain in adversity and torment for a long time before they change and turn their gaze to the souls in the same predicament. For this reason, anyone who still gives up his selfish love before he has to surrender his earthly life is to be called blessed on earth. For once the soul has become acquainted with true love, it will also be able to detach itself more easily from what it would otherwise not want to give away for its own sake. And then the danger will no longer be so great when it enters the kingdom of the beyond. Then it will also be able to feel love for its neighbor and ascend more easily. One day it will also attain beatitude, because the more it practices love itself, the more its love will increase. And it will have much opportunity to do so, for God helps every soul so that it can detach itself from darkness and reach the light. Amen.